We believe that we are persuaded of it, dear God. You have given us confidence down through these years to trust you, to walk by faith and not by sight. And so we express it back in song, in worship and adoration to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Acknowledge without you we can do nothing. We are invisible faith to begin with. But yet God, through Christ, can do all things to strengthen us. And we thank you for the access we have by faith, this time of this grace. Access to the blood of you and living way. Oh, God, a channel of communication for inspiration. The world is talking about the information highway and the internet. But Lord, that is just something they're trying to come into by science. But oh God, it's only a perversion of the reality of what you gave to Adam in the beginning, dear God. Hallelujah, in that faith civilization. And dear God, you've come back to the open of the world, to the new birth. You have moved the hearts and lives of your children to link them up with the omniscience and omnipotence. And that is where we stand today, Father. Oh God, be led by the great Holy Spirit. And here we are, Lord, like satellites. Oh God, in heavenly places, Lord. Oh God, communication centers, Lord. Thrusting forth the message around the world. Hallelujah! A message ministered to us by heavenly beings, angelic beings, dear God. Oh, how we thank you, Father. And this great hour of the rapture, when you're taking the church up, Lord. Lord, into a higher realm, dear God. When rapturing grace is sweeping over the hearts of the people. When you are showing them how to repair, your prophets and the thunders is going to issue the thing forth. And here we see it, Lord. I pray today, Father, it'll be made that much more real. And it'll become that much more personalized. And Lord God, will give faith, Father. It will ignite faith. Faith will explode in the hearts of your children. Oh God, it will never be the same again. Every stronghold of reason and imagination and all of you will be pulled down, dear God. And they'll be set upon a rock where they shall not be moved, oh God, anymore. But mount up in the wings of an eagle. Oh, run up the very work and that faith. You promised these things, Lord. It's not hard to ask that today. And so we pray that the Holy Spirit, with this kind of power and grace, that you have some grace to report out these last few days for us. And Lord, this Sunday morning, we gather here in honor of your resurrection. Take full charge of the service now. Bless each and every one, even the strangers, the visitors in our gates. May you do the exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. For we commit everything into your hands. Thank you in advance. Help me, dear God. Take a hold of my mind. Give me strength, dear God. May the Holy Spirit lead me in the path of service. Give me utterance. Oh God, break the word, Lord, in such a way, Father, the bread of life, and make us unknown in the breaking of it, Father. And may you feed every hungry heart and give strength to overcome in this hour. Grant it, we ask, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise wonderful Lord. God bless you. Bless you. Certainly glad to see you all back in the house of God. Amen. Let's just open up in the book of Genesis this morning. Amen. It's a great time for us over these days. We appreciate the way God has dealt with us, the way He has spoken to us, the things that He has emphasized to us, the preparation that we feel in our hearts taking place out in these days. So we're going to come back to this table, have a time to remember the Lord's death, and look forward to His coming. Talking to you as you show the Lord's death till He comes. Look backwards and forwards. Amen. Praise His wonderful name. Feel tired, His voice feeling strained, but praise is all right. Amen. Just love the Lord this morning. And many more. Genesis. I'm going to take out of 10 and go into 11. And I want to be especially attentive to the word, and I trust God help me this morning as well. And to preach these things, we're just going to take His grace and beyond the human mind to
we will approach some, attempt to approach some of these things and just, and go to evening and things like that, you just want to walk in the light, you want to believe that the book is open, there's nothing under the face of the sun. There's going forth and taking place in this hour, that this book will not reveal. Everything is revealed in this book. This is God's word. The word is not just the scriptures. The word is the mind of God. It is the thoughts of God. This is omniscience. Omnipotent power lies in this. The world will frame by the word of God. Amen? So it's a great thing. It's a tremendous thing. And I certainly trust that the word will take on greater meaning to us. Genesis 10, read from verse. We just pick up a couple of places in there. We take verse 5. He's speaking about the sons of Japheth. And then take verse 1. They'll get somebody familiar. Now these are the generations of the sons of Noah. Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and unto them were sons born after the flood. And verse 2 to 4 tell you the sons of Japheth. Verse 5 says, by these were the borders of the nations divided in their lands, everyone after his tongue, after their families, in their nations. Then verse 6 begins to tell about Ham, and maybe I should read from about verse 8. And Cush begot Nimrod, he began to be a mighty one in the earth. He was a mighty hunter before the Lord, wherefore they said, even as Nimrod, the mighty hunter before the Lord. When Moses is writing this and saying, even as it is said, from Nimrod time all the way to Moses' time, his influence, his reputation was so predominant in the earth, people were still talking about it, that Moses was writing that 1400 years before Jesus Christ, writing the book of Genesis, and Moses can still refer and say, even as it is said, Nimrod the mighty hunter before the Lord. And the beginning of his kingdom was Babel. That was the beginning of his kingdom. So when Genesis 11 tells you they went forth to build Babel, it is only giving you back past history. Because right here it tells us the beginning of his kingdom was Babel. And Erech and Akkad and Calneh in the land of Shinar. Out of that land went forth Ashur. And these were the translations. Translators made a mistake in bringing it from the Hebrew to French, the English, and they translate Asher as a noun, but it's really a verb, and that is even endorsed by the prophet. He took that out of the history of Babylon, and he put it in the church's book because it doesn't make sense. And you'll see why it doesn't make sense. It said, out of that land went forth Asher. But really, Asher is also a verb in the Chaldee to mean to make strong. So it said, out of that land he went forth when he was made strong, when he had been made strong and builded Nineveh. Because Nineveh, first king, was Ninus. And Ninus was just another name for the same Nimrod. He was the one that built. So it could be Asher and then Nineveh. It was Nineveh. When he became strong, he built Nineveh. And the city Rehoboth and Calah and Resen, and between Nineveh and Calah, the same is a great city. Who was the first one to build cities in the Bible? Cain. See? God never built cities. This kind of cities that we have on the earth. There's one city that God built, city you build and make it God. That's the people. Not brick and stone in these things. Amen. So look at this here. How it goes on, giving us his history And then it dropped down to verse 20 and says, these are the sons of Ham after their families, after their tongues, in their countries, and in their nations. Then verse 21 gives us Shem. Unto Shem also the father of all the children of Eber. Shem had many children, but Eber is picked out and singled out here first, because Eber is where the two tribes come from. Eber means Hebrew. That's why Abraham is called the Hebrew, because he is from Eber. Because God is going to use that particular son to, by election, to call Abraham out. Abraham came to Jewish race, and then came Jesus Christ, the royalty of Abraham, and out of Jesus Christ, all the nations of the world was to come and be blessed. So the Holy Spirit has a reason for picking out Eber, and you're going to see, as you're going to read, that there were many more sons beside Eber. And Eber wasn't the first one. But by God's election, it's put there for significance and for emphasis. Unto Shem also, verse 21, the father of all the children of Eber, the brother of Japheth the elder, even to him were children born. See, Japheth was elder than Shem. Every time this Shem name mentioned before Japheth, it's not saying he's elder, but Shem was the one who had the promise, God speaking to Noah, said God will dwell in the tent of Shem. How does Shem give Abraham, see? But he says, yeah, Japheth the elder. Even to him were children born. The children of Shem, Elam, Asher, Apatshad, Lud, Aram, and the children of Aram, Uz, and Hor, and Gita, and Mash, and Apasha begot Shelah, and Shelah begot Eber. So you know, five Eber comes in. But notice over here in verse 21, it tells us, it singled out Eber first. Because the Hebrews came out to Eber, Shem's son, that particular son of Shem. Now look why Eber comes in now, because there is something special here. And then we're going to try to open this part of the Word today, and you're going to see the inspiration of it. And unto Eber were born two sons. See, it gives you all them sons, and you don't tell them nothing about them. But when it singles out Eber, it begins to give some history concerning Eber now. Notice? Over here, Nimrod, on that side, it gave you all his sons, but when it came to Nimrod, it gave you a history of him. And then you just go and call him the rest of the name. That, remember, all scriptures give my inspiration. Amen. It's given that way for a purpose, because it is the thoughts of God. He wants to emphasize something, he wants to signify something, he wants to reveal something, because it holds the truth here. And so, unto Eber were born two sons. The name of one was Peleg, and that word Peleg means division. For in his days was the earth divided. Can you imagine that? Eber, Shem's grandson. His name, when they're naming him, and you know from the beginning of the Bible, names were given by inspiration. Names were given because of the time they came, the character they had, maybe things they were supposed to do. If there were signs, Enoch called his son Methuselah, meaning when he's dead, the flood will be sent. This type of thing. And so here, he called him Eber, divided. He called him Peleg, rather, divided. For in his days, the earth was divided. His name in division, and then it tells us what happened in his day, to show to us the significance in naming him. That, in other words, it tells us his name is just not a name. For in his days, the earth was divided. And his brother's name was Joktan. And Joktan became, begot Almodad and Shelef and Hazar, Mavet, and Jera, and Hadoram, and Uzal, and Dikla, and goes on down, and then we come to verse 30. And their dwelling was from Misha, as thou goest unto Sepha, a mountain of the east. It tells us where they were placed in the earth. Because what we have read so far was showing us they were divided in their lands, everyone after his tongue, everyone after his family, everyone after his nation. Each tribe. These were the three sons of Noah, Ham, Shem, and Japheth, Ham of Yah. These were the ones populate the earth. Three races today on the earth. Ham, Shem, and Japheth, children that populate the whole planet. 5 billion people. Come right here. See? And so, what's something? After it gives you the divisions of them, give a little history in between. Nimrod was a mighty hunter, even in Pelec time, earth was divided and so on. Then now, it said, these are the sons of Shem, after their families, after their tongues, in their lands, after their nations. These are the families of the sons of Noah, after their generations, in their nations, and by these were the nations divided in the earth after the flood. Now what's something here? Genesis 10:25, it says, when Eber were born two sons, name one was Peleg, for in his days what was divided? The earth was divided. But in verse 32 it says, these are the families of the sons of Noah after the generations in the nation, and by these were what divided? So the one place the earth was divided, next place the nations were divided. Nations is the people, the earth is the land. Alright? Then Genesis 11 now. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. Here we see it was all divided according to the tongues and the nations and so on. Then we are told there was one language. And one speech is an achievement. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. Notice the word, they found it, and they dwelt there. They were looking for a suitable place, a specific location. They had something in mind. And they said one to another, come, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone and slime, they had for mortar. Now when you read that sometimes, when you see a few cavemen, you know, trying to dig up some mud and form something in some primitive way. This is not that. Remember, those pictures derived from reformers who couldn't even picture this age and what kind of civilization we live in, because they live back in an agricultural civilization. We are living now in an information age. It's a different type of age. The people who write this didn't even see what a satellite was. They didn't even have a word in the dictionary. They didn't have a word in the vocabulary. They didn't have a word like gun. When they think of war, they think of club and stone and different things. They couldn't think of intercontinental missiles, but of destroying places. They couldn't see that. So when they think of the Bible and try to interpret it, they try to interpret it in that kind of way. Here we are living in an age now. But we see how television in the world, we talk about the internet. You think you know about the internet? You know, there's a send message? A man on a horse, he's a ride from one city to the next to carry a message. Think of it. That can only go as far as a horse can go. Or if they got shipped, it takes months before somebody gets the mail in another country. So, when we read them kind of books and we see them kind of pictures, we come with that kind of concept. And that is blind us from the reality. Remember, it is God who wrapped this world, and God knows it will be in the last days. Amen? Amen? Alright. This is industry. Making brick is industry. Because remember, God don't never build nothing with brick, you know. God is built with stone. God is hewn on stone. When they build a temple, somebody they build with stone, not brick. Brick is science. Tough. Evil. Like science. Get mud, mix it here, bake it in an oven, fix it, bring it this way, use geometrical measures, mathematical measures and so on, and make that hollow clay block, foundation block. Not God. But a foundation stone, cornerstone, head stone, rising stone. Stone hewed out from the mountain. Different. They have brick for stone slime, We had the mortar, and they said, come, let us build a city and a tower. And I, you know, I was starting to get influenced by it too. See them kind of tower, you know, until God revealed what these things are. See? Whose top may reach unto heaven? Look at the highest tree, it happens right now. That may reach into heaven. They had mathematics. They used to build pyramids. They were building stone out of the mortar. They had done it in atomic power before the flood. Remember the incense who were before the flood come back over? God changed the environment around them, bring back their pre-industrial age, but God didn't take away the thoughts. God didn't take away the knowledge of science and these things, you know. Read the book with understanding. And let us make a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. You see what their fear was? Their fear was afraid that they were going to be scattered because they knew that the unity was their strength. It was an achievement. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men built. And the Lord said, behold, the people are one. And they have all one language. And this they begin to do. It's like a bride today. You have about 900 something denominations. And God calls us out. One talking Baptist. One talking Jehovah's Witness. One talking Seventh-day Adventist. One talking Catholic. One talking Anglican. And then we come in all of us, regardless of what country you're from, even the natural realm, we all talk in one language today. Seals, churches, thunders, dirt poor, fires, rapture, heaven. One language. It's not a denominational language. It's a language that comes from heaven. Angels brought up, ministered to a prophet. He spoke a token. There's a language for us. When you talk like that, a denominational person, they know what you're talking about. See? And the Lord came down and saw the city sitting in the couch, the children of men building. And the Lord said, behold, the people are one, they all have one language. And this they begin to do. And now nothing will be withheld from them, which they are imagined to do. Come, let us go down there and confound their language. Not let them shake them the tower and bust them the tower with an earthquake or a whirlwind or a tornado or something like that. No. Let us confound the language. Let us confound the thing that binds them together and make them one. The source of the strength, the unity, let's break that thing. Then they'll be finished. That they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from the air upon the face of all the earth. And they ceased building the city. Therefore is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord did there confound the language of all the earth. See what he confounded? The language of all the earth, the thing that bound them together, he confounded that thing. And from there did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of all the earth. May the Lord and his blessed and his good in heaven see. Go with me now to the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 11. Verse 21. Speaking about this little horn, this prince in the last days, he's to come. This king who understands, who with a fierce countenance, understands dark sentences. This beast, this man of sin. Verse 21. In his and in his estate shall stand up a vile person to whom they shall not give the honor of the kingdom. But he shall come in peaceably and obtain the kingdom by flatteries. Verse 36. And the king shall do accordingly to his will, and he shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god, and shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods, and shall prosper till the indignation be accomplished, that the good tribulation. For that which is determined shall be done. Neither shall he regard the gods of his fathers, nor the desire of women, nor regard any god, for he shall magnify himself above all. And in his estate shall he honor the god of fortresses, Cronus, that is Nimrod, And a God who is fire as Nuna shall he honor with gold and silver and with precious stones and pleasant things. Thus shall he do in the strongest fortresses with a foreign God, whom he shall acknowledge and increase his glory, and he shall cause them to rule over many, and shall divide the land for gain. He shall divide the land for gain. Now here we see back in Genesis, they divided the nations, they divided the earth. And did you notice what followed the dividing of the nations and the earth? What followed it? A world state with a world ruler. Nimrod and Babylon, and you had the whole world united. Every city was conquered and was paying homage, and there was one language, one people in the whole earth, bound by information. Look how perfect the world is. To have a global market, you took the other night. Before you can have a global market, you must have a global media. So here, they are bringing in this thing and have to do with information. So we see the whole world is not under one language, and then we see the whole world divided. For gain. Let me break that down a little bit for you. The earth divided. Genesis 10:25. Peleg. It means to split or to divide. It's a Hebrew word. Peleg. He was the son of Shem. You know what it also means? Earthquake. Now catch this here. My thought is, I'm speaking this morning on Daniel and Revelation, and I'm taking a subject, dividing the earth for profit from trade. You're dividing the earth for profit. Your gain is profit. Not profit like we read the word, profit, you make money. And the reason of dividing was for trade. I'm going to break down these words for you so you can grasp the meaning. Your English word may say just divide or something like that, but I'll break it down for you. Peleg means to split or to divide. And here in Daniel 11:39, he shall divide the earth for gain too. That divide is a Hebrew word, and it means to profit from, it means to apportion or to separate. Think of it. To apportion or to separate, to deal or to distribute. To divide it means you are distributing certain portions. It's been allocated, like Joshua divided the land. Did Joshua have a ministry to take him over Jordan and divide the land for inheritance? What was Joshua dividing the land to Israel for? Placing them out positionally in a region that they were to develop themselves, a size big enough for the tribe, a portion big enough for every family. Is that right? Satan do not have nothing original. He copies everything from God. What? Why is the dividing of the land here so important? Genesis is the seed chapter of the Bible. We are told in the book of Revelation you're going to have a world ruler. We are told in the book of Daniel. We are told it's going to come to a world state. This world ruler will control all trade, all commerce. Will control all politics, will control all religion. We took that the other night. That may seem far-fetched, but it did happen in the Bible. At where? Babel. Babel is in the beginning of the Bible. the middle of the Bible and the end of the Bible. Babylon goes right to the Bible. When it comes in the end of the Bible, it's called Mystery Babylon. It's not just a little city now. The thing has become global. Look. This born Nimrod, he, we are told, the beginning of his kingdom was what? Babylon. So when we read Genesis 11, about these people doing this, was Nimrod. We have seen how that first kingdom had come into existence and what was the thought in his mind behind establishing that kingdom. He wanted to link earth and heaven together. They were trying to go into heaven by science and technology. Do you see man trying to do that today? What was the thought? In the event of judgment, they will escape judgment again. They saw the whole world devastated. These were the descendants of the people who went in the ark. They all knew the stories of the civilization, men of great renown, giants in the land. They knew it was an atomic explosion because they had discovered atomic power that shook the earth out of its orbit. Why do we have one day, 28 days? Why do we have 129? Why do we have 130? Why do we have 131? Because no man is able to calculate time. They don't have the formula, they don't have the mathematical formula to calculate it. Because the old time didn't come into this watch. Man knew of time long before which watches was invented. Man tells time by the stars. That was God's clock there. See? And God said, you know what? Times and four seasons. And to everything there's a time and a season. But then, man wanted a more precise division of time. Because man realizes, like Jesus says, what? Why is there? It only had 12 hours in the day, because night no man can work. So since man wants to work and be productive and achieve, he has to learn how to redeem time. He has to learn how to use time wisely. If you don't put your seed in the field in the right time, and you can't get a crop in the right time, you'll catch the rains right. If you don't have barns prepared to reap your crop, to store your food, then all your labor can go to waste. Doesn't Proverbs tell us Proverbs about people, you know, who didn't know when to sow and who didn't know when to reap, and then all kind of nettles go over the vineyard and everything else, and the fox come over the wall and eat all the grapes and everything else? So it's for other people how they have poverty, because why? They can't regard time. Why if I want to put in a condition that they live up their whole life? They achieve nothing in life. They do nothing in life. Why? They never understood a man has so much time and so much space. I love to him. And he must learn how to live and use that time wisely and usefully. He must be able to catch the purpose of God while he's here. And then work with that. He mustn't try to come in this earth, get influenced by everything he sees, look what impresses him, try to work with that, and then when he can't handle it, try to get God now to come in that and help him. No. Life is not like that. Life is a man, you have to, Lord, what am I doing here? Who am I? Where I come from? How much time am I going to have, Lord? What did you really call me for? How am I going to discover my potential and see what you equipped me with and send me to the earth? That's why Samson's parents came back to the angel and said, tell us how to raise this child, because we know you have a purpose of sending him. So we don't try to school him for one thing when he called for that. Like Pharaoh and tried to school Moses and God had to beat it out of him. Like Paul after all the years that come to down because he wasn't called for that. Might get somewhere with man, but he might get nowhere with God. But when a man finds his place, when he sees that, he can use his time right. See? So time is important. Time is of great essence. Even in the book of Daniel, we are told that each kingdom has a certain amount of time. If you look, remember, the head of gold wasn't going to stay forever. Set of silver wasn't going to stay forever. Ties of brass wasn't going to stay forever. They all had the time. When men see the kingdom crumble, they try to hold the kingdom together, but they can't hold it together because they only have so much time. Yeah. When man see their lives leaving them, and they realize they haven't done nothing for God. See? That's how the prophet said, oh, God help me. Billy, your past 50 years, you do not need to check yourselves. He said, come back from you, boys of faith. God said, let me show me on the curtain of time. Look what's happening here. Keep pressing the battle. Don't slow up here now. Get further in the service of God. Get deeply involved. Make your efforts count for the kingdom of God. Is that right? That's where Christians serve God. That's where we walk. That's where we live. All these things will pass away. Amen. And what we have done for the Lord will last. When that is according to the word by revelation. It's been revealed to you, been taught, you understanding it. And so, here, you know, God had put those kind of signs and times. But man needed a more accurate measurement of time. They had to invent a calendar. And they invent the calendar. And when they invent the calendar, they could break down now a month into certain days by the moon. They could follow it. Then they wanted to break down a day. So a calendar couldn't break down a day. Calendar might break down a year into months and weeks and days. But it needs something to break down the day now into hours and minutes. It showed how time is becoming more valuable. They saw a man labor. And before his work would really come to fruition, the man dies. Man work at a dustbin. Somebody else can understand what the man is trying to do? All at a dustbin. You understand what I'm saying? That's why Moses the psalm said, Lord, gee, our life is like grass, come in the morning, glory and fade away in the evening. Teach us to measure our days. Teach us to number our days, Lord. See? And how to walk. And so when they invent these things, you know, they begin to come to a closer measurement. No, we go to milliseconds. Why? Because we try to do things, we try to utilize time as best as we could. Well, here we are living a day. We are told the day is going to be cut short. Otherwise, no flesh will be saved. Upon the planet, hybrid foods, bust of everything, man, the invention of science, destroying the planet, everything will collapse in on them. And God said, before that happens, and then man going in and neurotic in the insanity, God, hybrid food, rotting the brain cells, and they have weapons like the atomic bomb and everything else. Man can control the temper, man can control the tongue, man is in a bad state. Man's getting radical, talk anything, just get influenced, but I have no sense of reason no more, all is gone. They're a fearful place for God people to be. Amen. You know? So God says, I'll cut this short, I'll come down, I'll open these things, I'll take my people out. Amen. Let them destroy themselves afterwards. Because God destroys nothing. Man always brings his own judgment on himself. See? So it's a great time here. Now watch how this world state came in. They came out the ark, and then they begin to multiply the earth. After a while, we tried. You know, in this human nature and fallen nature, it will get competitive. It will become the same ark and the same prophet message. Oh yeah, this church feels better than that church, this preacher feels better than that preacher, this believer feels better than that believer, and the competition starts. Come a whole mess. Look at the Pentecost. And the Holy Ghost pouring out, fallen, discernment, everything. Signs, wonders, miracles, dead being raised. The Grecians studying, the widows didn't get enough food. This one studying over here, the partial. Reading Acts 6. All kind of problems. Over little petty things. Brought the first deacons in the church. Great spiritual church like that. In a great hour like that. It just shows how things come among people. Well, after a while they start multiplying, and normally tribes take themselves. People try to hold influence and the kind of set up systems for the tribe to grow, for the tribe to prosper. Remember the tribe of Joseph in the Bible? When they went in the land,
And so we just were people, it was this piece of land here, Joshua, what's the matter with you? And you represent us, you from our very tribe, that's your own people? And a little kind of tribal something, wanted to kind of move here, but thank God, Joshua had no tribal business. Joshua did not commission to follow a prophet. And after this, he spread out in the earth. Look what happened afterwards. It came to a place. The Bible says the land was divided. The nations were divided. Maybe it is like when we realize that you all in this region so long, you all understand this territory. You all know to plant your corn here. You know how to raise your crops here. You all know to do these things here. And you all talk a certain language. But best you all kind of work here. So they're pushing everybody now. Learn Spanish. Learn Spanish. Learn Spanish. The end of this month here, they're opening up now a boat going to Venezuela, coming back and forth. Dave, me and Dave Weston, when we go and see this preach, I've been telling the car. I says, I don't understand. I said, do you have no sense? I said, why do you know what's set up ferry service here? I said, I'm going to get up in Venezuela. And I'll kind of show the feasibility of it. Now they can't do that. See? Because they see the time. And with the shape in the world, they know that they establish a link. So they say, listen, we're establishing one link here. It will grow from this. They are seed we planted. Plant the first seed. Get the thing going. Let people see it can work. How do you think they cut all them big highways into uncharted territories where man have never gone to, and today no civilization goes all here? Couple people went in, and couple people had vision and foresight and proved it can be done. And they came back, they convinced people of their ideas, they get support. How can you write brothers to look at the airplane industry? When the Wright brothers have stepped out from the automobile age into the aeroplane age, how much people think had confidence in them when they could hardly flap in the air and they come back down from the ground and they kind of run over and they say, it could work. And then they gotta put their life. The thing came to a place they gotta put their life in what they believe. So, when you slide along in the land all the time, you can throw some water on it? You know how to believe your revelation rights. So if that thing comes down in the ocean, you're in trouble. Even in the natural realm, they prove to think to fly. Cross oceans. So look at it. People jumping into intercontinental flight, Concorde, everything else. 747s. See? Airbus. We have Brung bus. PTSD bus. No, Airbus. For your taxi, we have Maxi taxi. You see what you're coming to? It just grows, friends. That did the age. This is going to happen. So, it came to the place. We see it. Something happened. Peleg means to divide, division. Also, it says, for in his days was the earth divided, and that word divide means earthquake. You catch once again? His name Peleg means to divide. For in his days, the earth was divided. But what divided the earth in those days? Earthquake. Had an earthquake. Had a catastrophe earthquake. Now catch my thought if you know this message. And if you see the accusation is valid. There is to be an earthquake that changes the whole world. To bring in the man of sin and the tribulation period in the last half of the 70th week, where it controls all sin comers. There is to be an earthquake for the dead sins that come up. There is to be a sinking of Los Angeles, California, that is going to throw the whole world into chaos. You see what I'm saying? No, let me tell you, this ain't no makeup now. I'm saying this, thus saith the Lord. I put my whole life on the ministry right here. What about from this false? I know what I'm talking about.
They don't make believe. You're going to find how much God is here.
They're not little preachers decided to try to get tackled something like that and press a money.
I'm talking about God who spoke to a prophet who said the last of the sons of God will go into battle and take these mysteries out and bring the church to give rapture in faith. That's what I'm talking about. She becomes the final voice of the messenger. That's what I'm talking about.
Listen. No different than one to impress with my confidence. I want the scriptures to do these things. I want to open the world to bring the light and the faith in your heart. Genesis is the seed chapter. After the land was divided, and I'm going to put you in the division, came, it says, and the nations were dividing the earth. And that word, the nations were dividing the earth, don't mean earthquake now. This is a next meaning. This dividing now is a different word to the word in those days the earth was divided. This one means for three and comings. Now watch who Shem was now. Shem was a prophet. If you read his talk to Babylon, Shem was the one who killed Nimrod. In other words, Shem was the living creature that went out to combat that beast that was in the edge. Shem was the eagle in the edge there, catching the mystery of God. Shem was the one who lived 500 years after he came up. Talking to the mysteries of God. The thing that Abraham knew of before the throne and so on, it passed down from Adam all the way to Enoch, to Noah, to Methuselah, to Noah and then, right into Noah's son Shem, who came out there. And Shem and Abraham sit down and talk. Abraham was 50 years after Abraham was born. And he had his grandson named Eber, that the Hebrews come from. And Abraham is first called the Hebrew in the Bible. Abraham the Hebrew in Genesis 14. Still converted. Think of it. In the Bible. What? To divide. In the earth. Verse 22, divide means to occupy with pain, to profit from trade and merchandise. Verse 25, the word here divide means divided by earthquake. But verse 22, divide means to be occupied with trade, to profit from trade or merchandise. There was some concordance that review Hebrew words, go back and check it for yourself. You mean to say a great earthquake in the earth that came after the people was dividing the people in the earth, after Nimrod began his kingdom at Babel and built that Babel? You see, the Bible doesn't give the history right there in 7-11. It just tells a mighty house in the earth, it influences worldwide. But what's something? He was the first one that took the axe of hunting and used them people and began to hunt people. He was the first one to put an army and took war into the earth. With an organized army, conquering territory. And warfare is not just conquering any territory. Warfare is conquering strategic territory, territory resources, territory that has to do with trade routes. Otherwise, you conquer a lot of territory and you landlock yourself. And all somebody else do a small power, just conquer the right piece of territory and the stars yours. A general in an army has to know, because when they conquer territory, they say, you are the governor of territory. Otherwise you get rebellion. You get problems. And the conquered territory, you know, you have to feed them, you have to support them, you have to clone them, you have to school them. then you use up your resources to strengthen yourself, to weaken yourself by putting in something that is of no use to you. You understand that? What did the book of region? Why do you think the U.S. will not have Puerto Rico? It's not in the States, but yet it's part of the States. Strategic. Why do you think they cause all that big war and send all the armies, the broke Grenada? Where you got a handful of not even highly trained soldiers. More like a little militia group or something doing construction work, but not the usual rifle and thing. And the U.S. and the whole land. Why do you think that? Territory was strategic to stop the communism from infiltrating the region. When they broke the whole of Panama to get one man. One man! Broke hospital, armies and everything else. Think of it. Because the canal passed through Panama, the shipping canal, Panama Canal. When the whole world went against Saddam Hussein. Because 40% of it, of the non-communist world, the oil comes from right here. All industrialized nations running that oil. So then you see man will put billions into that, and then why are they worried about here? Why don't let other things raise up all over the place? Why Haiti back and forth in hand, but they don't make a big fuss away? They're the Caribbean, Trinidad second soldiers, Jamaica second soldiers, Guinea second soldiers. All of them take care of. See? Look and see what's happening here, friends. It's happening all around people. But you see, the thing is, it is part of the system to keep us occupied in the jeans. Reebok sneakers, basketball game, and while we get occupied in that, then they take over the world. It's part of the plan. But God put the bride in the earth, opened the seven seals. Not to go back and forth denomination, not to go and fight among themselves, but to open the world and lift up people up in the spiritual realm with a prophetic vision under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, where God can walk through and give a witness that will shake this world, a quick short message that will shake the nations before the atomic bomb exploded. Do you see what you call on to? Do you see the value of your calling? Do you see how even while you Paul and Timothy don't get entangled in the chairs of his life? If your hand is as I'm going to call you out. Oh, I'm going to walk here. Put on the whole arm of God. Pull on suffers. Commit this to your faithful man. He was a general enlisting men in the army, giving them battle strategy, uncovering the enemy's scheme, setting them in places where they wage the war here. Friends, is that evil age? Is that man age? Is that age you have that prophetic vision? Is that age where you have to walk in a certain understanding? That when the prophet was a boy, he was walking in a barnyard. That all them chicken in the barnyard couldn't understand him. But God had to decide to get called out. You gotta make sure this thing get overrun with chickens. You remember chicken heart here? This is eagle. Where eagles? Yeah! Hallelujah! Where courageous eagles? Amen. So, the earth divided was divided by an earthquake, Genesis 10:25. And when Shem saw that, he said, Eber, God wants to preserve the truth. You know they used to bring the sons for the father to bless. You know that? How many know the Bible? Did Joseph bring his sons to his father? The prophet's father? As long as they're alive in the earth, they bring him there. in the patriarchal office. See? The whole mysteries that Adam had. That was the faith of that zodiac from Virgo to Leo, had no written books in the days. But they look upward. They understood time by the stars. That was the clock. That had the mystery of every event that was taking place on the earth. And they had the inspiration to understand. They know the tie together. That was the first Bible. And that's why they could tell time. That's what Enoch could say, when he's dead, the flood will come. They understood. And so, when he says it, he says, I'm saying he sent things so by revelation. I bring that back. That I understand how it works. He says, this boy was born here. He ain't born by chance. Because there's time to be born. There's time to die. He born in this time. And this time is an important time. Has to be marked. And they mark the boy, they mark the event by the child's birth by giving him that name. Divided. Right here, that name for the child. Says, no, this is an important event. Watch and see this dividing of the land that they already started, and then this earthquake here. He said, watch and see our whole state coming. He said, I didn't remember. This thing for is given into his hands. So you bring his plan quickly. They had it for the next 25 years, but with this earthquake coming, that'll bring it in before time. It's given into their hands. He said, but all play in the hand of God, but he will come down and destroy the whole thing. Revelation 19. Amen! Hallelujah! So, after that, the Bible says, right after the earthquake now, what? They started to divide before, but earthquake come. And then right away, everything was now prayed and convinced. Because Genesis 10:32. Nations were dividing you. That word divide is not earthquake now. That word means occupy trade to profit from trade, merchandise. So what we get? Earthquake, trading blocks, world state. How did Nimrod come into this world state? How did Babylon become the empire of the world? How is Mr. Babylon going to come in? How is Mr. Nimrod going to come in? If you have word trade, you have to have word communication. The whole earth was united by a communication network. You know why? In no way will it take it up with your information network. And no way it can come, if you're making trade for profit and all this is going to make money. That money is power. Power is influence. That's dominion. That means control. Wealth means power. So man has to find ways to create wealth. Man has to find ways, and that's how a market is coming. Because the market is the way you create wealth. You take the stock and you turn it into wealth. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
The market is all a potato and dashi and dashi bush and bori. And suppose you know. He started from seeds. But when he got it, he had a guy that stuck to the market. When he get to the market, that is where the consumer comes. That is where his thing is translating from stock to wealth, to money. Is that right?
Yeah.
And to ensure and preserve that, if you find a stock that can be destroyed quickly, you have to get storage. If it's fish, if it's perishable goods, if it's that kind of commodity, you have to get it. If it goes into the market very old, everybody pass the store and go buy somebody else. Is that right? The world is so simple. It is only something big and high and philosophical and you can't get out there. But when it's in reality, you understand what's happening. But everything comes down to one unit. It gets multiplied and becomes global. They give man a degree for that. In the university, they point the command that they have been done. They'll go and sing and learn that for years. All kind of book and different things. That is from the book. That comes from the book of Mark in San Fernando. So, from earthquake to trading blocks, the world is still based on trade and commerce. Babylon was the industrialized nation. They could make brick. They could manufacture sand. They could organize labor. They had the men with mathematics and science. You know what they get it? To conquer territory. Didn't Nimrod when Nebuchadnezzar take Israel? They let carry people just so? You ever see the man throw them in the carry them? So the Bible says, read 2 Kings 24, 25, 2 Corinthians 26. You know what it is? There are a man, I can't call him a man right now. He said a screening test. Tomorrow we'll take this tribe. These families come out here. They come and sit down. It has men trained to interview. Then they ask him, take him away. What's it? Take him away. To this one. Give him an aptitude test. Find the IQ. This one no music. Okay, you can use that. This one can paint. Yes, you can use that. This one knows some sciences here. You can use that. This one knows have a skill for languages. You take him. And the Bible says they take all the ones that are educated. All the refined ones. They take all the skilled ones. So what do you do? He says, well, I just submit. He said, you go inside, man. See? So, this is what you do. What's something to do here? Oh, I get a conflict there in the king's treasury. Okay, you go in. And then the kingdom became wealthier. Remember long ago, people, the economy is bad, people flying up in the States. What do you say? Brain drain. You know what brain drain means? All the educated and skilled people taking off a more lucrative paying jobs, and the country ended up with a bunch of dunces. So the people talking agriculture, racehorse, gambling, they're busy selling sardines. So it can't go forward. So now what do? We need expertise. We need this here. We want a university. We want you. We want them to be trained. We want a good educational system. So we can pick them up, brother, from small. See? We can find them in common entrance. We can not train them over here in secondary school. We can bring them out here in the university. We can give them a contract. Put them back in the government projects in the country. So we can go forward. That's the whole plan behind it. That's what our education system is really based on. But if you have all these problems, you have uneducated people trying to solve the education system. Because they become a job. 3GC, 4GC, they call it education. Parents don't learn that much. So, just repeat. That's a useless talk to somebody else. No education whatsoever, no intelligence. Back with their information, because a human mind is a very absorbent thing. But it's soaking a lot of stuff. You ever see them little boys? They watch some little karate business, next thing they jump in here, they sit here, fly here. You do that, you put your style here. You have to, but how do you know all that movement so fast? See, you never see it, catch the eye, photographic. Subconscious plant inside of here. Try to influence them now. Memory. In the retrieval system. Bring back the image. Imagination. Put color to it. So. That is exactly what it is. So, look how this thing is coming out for us. Now I want to show you, I'm showing you in the Bible how it can develop and come into a world state. The reason it's put like that in the Bible is a seed. Genesis is a seed. If you don't have the seed, you can't understand the crop. If you don't understand the beginning of the time, you say the end. That's why I have Adam and Eve in Eden, and you have Adam and Eve in Eden. That's why I have Enoch, the son of Adam went up, and you have Enoch, the son of Adam, the second Adam going to go up here, in a rapture. That's why no one's in tribulation here, and you have no one's in tribulation here. That's why I have a sand civilization destroyed, come up to a pre-industrial state, and you have this sand civilization be wiped away and bring it back to a pre-industrial state. That's why Jones make himself known to his brothers back there. He make himself known to his brothers back here after his wife is dismissed. Yeah. That's why Eliezer went to the evening time to get a bride for Isaac. We have an Eliezer went to the evening time here to call a bride too. Yeah. That's why she was in the Caribbean. It took her to be the unseen bridegroom. That's why there are people here walking this beast, walking this camel, because taking her to the unseen bridegroom. So, it's put there a seed. Well, this also is a seed too. This seed how the world state comes in. This seed how they begin to divide the lands again. This seed how it will be divided for trade and commerce. And then after that, a world ruler emerges on the scene at the head of it all. Controlling all religion, all trade and commerce, all politics. Nimrod, you know what Nimrod is called? The woman king. His wife Semiramis claimed he was the promised seed that was to come to Messiah. And he sat in the temple to be worshipped as God. But Shem knew that's a devil incarnate. Amen! Glory! He said, are you taking my great-great-great-grandmother Eve? When he was back there in infancy, the false anointed one, the form of the serpent, saying, yea, hath God said, I'm slipping the knot. When it started, you know, sitting a light horse back in the garden. He said, but a seed is here now. Look at it, the Antichrist prayer comes to Cain, the false prophet with a false church. Look at it, from a beast here now, be born and killed and controlling the world. But Shem, no, I didn't live in the time of Eve. I didn't live in the time of Cain, but I live in here in this age. And I see that mystery. I'm going to uncover his team. Amen! I see what he had to. He said, Eva, call him to him. Hallelujah! Glory! Call Pilate! He said, because darkness is coming. Because that's the same thing he tried in heaven, that's the same thing he tried in the garden, that's the same thing he tried back there, it's time now. With five eyewheels. Want to be a God and serve his kingdom and rule the world. He said, but the king, I know what they're doing. All this dividing of the land. He said, I know what they're doing. I can see the scheme. He's not hid to us. We understand what's happening. Glory! Today, Guardian, I reach an office here. Labor threatened the job creation. Labor threatened the job creation. You have a picture here? They say, the politician, Minister Trade, the lawyer, Attorney General Wise, and the architect. I told you, this week gone, they had the ecumenical services here on Sunday morning. You know what we're talking about? Listen, the labor move, I just want to inject this here in case I don't have time. So this, I give you the past one, to give the present one right here. The labor movement is the greatest job creation in Trinidad and Tobago. Michael Arano, President of Trinidad and Tobago Chamber of Commerce, said too that the labor movement had yet to realize that business success was the best guarantee of its own success. Adversarial attitudes now belong to the dustbin of history. What they're getting at is all the attitude of teachers and how the whole industry and people out there who get into this. You see, that was a tactic that people used to stir up people to create unrest so they could get certain things. And that might have opened a country at a certain time. But because the new world system is so advancing coming in, they're keeping the whole country back. And the world is going ahead. And they're going to end up in the dustbin of history. Because they're still using outdated tactics. They hold pink slips, sick leave, doctor paper this year. You know, some old union man, your wife problem home, he has problem, he's uneducated, he's a political appointment he gets. So he's a good rabble rouser. So he's still a people. They kind of using the badge on tactics in politics. You see? That type of thing. But so they're playing the game. Now, when this man says, okay, you got a 2% increase. He said, okay, I'll be able to sell it. He do so, he buy a new car, he go on his own driveway. He said, he has time to get done. He's an upper society. He's the stratosphere. The upper stratosphere. He said, oh God, that's the union man. That's the man who's coming to do something. That's the man now. What's going on here? See? Because greed was motivating his own thing. Not concerned with workers. He was a part of a party and get brainwashed with party politics. So then the whole country being kept back. So look what they see now. They said the major issues facing labor today are not salaries and benefits, but worker training and retraining for the mobility and flexibility which the new world order demands. That is why I tell you, you're going back to school. I don't get a hold of job. Because privatized now. And since it's privatized, the people who run these things away is expert. And we down here had political appointee. Partisan business. So they stick up inside and can't do nothing. Half the time I got work in works departments. My father and this fellow is to pick around together. When the 2.5 drunk on the table, he said, can I get something for a minute? Yes! He said, if I went to your house, you know what? There was a game change, so he didn't do good. But they push a good shovel. You get it? I report for work. You might say, he said, I can't have a business. I said, wait a minute. After 2 days of that, I didn't touch it. I said, let me get out of here. I tell them on this tension. You know what? I get no one's breakdown. Give me some work to do. I send it home. I'm just trusting you. You see, God had to give me some of this. Let's explain and make it simple for you. I brought a brand new life, Bill. Our people is simple people. How do you understand all of Daniel 17? It's even complicated, our world can be decent. He said, how do you take God on our way to make this history? I just trust in my juvenile way. If we had to talk to some economists, we could talk it. But the thing I know, I'm people who are economists. I've been the people who. But some of your lives don't revolve around a 50-mile radius. Let's say you live in Cuba, you work in Pendleton, you come to church in Londonville. That is people in your world. You go on that 50-mile radius. You think you put your map on the globe? This is where you are here. You're owing the shop man in your neighborhood. Your neighbor is talking to you, and that dominates the amount of problems. Plus you have internal problems in your home. So you are trying to take on nothing else. You struggle to survive in time of year. So what do you know about the outside the world? See? But we are trusting the Holy Spirit in His simplicity, amen. But to make it real, because if I put it out there and then you can't use it every day in your life tomorrow, it'll be no use to you. But this is designed to wake you up. And one brother said last night, this is your wake-up call. You get your wake-up call here in these meetings. Wake up and realize the hour that you're living in. Last in the pillar of fire, see, look at the brother testify. Two deacons coming here. I witness them in majesty. In the mouth of poor truth is in the leg, established with the truth. Men of honest and good report. Amen. They never tell us that to be godly for the brand. But God will say, I'm here with you. Is the Lord among us or not? I'm here. Why? He wants to give witness to his word. If truth is revealed, truth must be vindicated and must be confirmed. See? Well, we have a very meeting. They're having a meeting. Then here this morning, isn't it? This picture has to do with his headline. Right in the midnight, I tell him, did you notice the anointing on the Attorney General? Listen. That's why, get your lines straight. Don't get tied up with politicians. The influence is demon power. You are drinking the cup of devils when you do that. You don't realize it. That's what the Bible calls you. You haven't come meeting with devils. You're sitting on the table with people who have the blood of Christ on their hands stained. And yet you want to take the blood of God with the same hand too. Abraham came to the promise after he's totally separate from all unbelief. Then God began to reveal the land to walk in. What's this scripture, friend? This is not messages. This is the word revealed to you to give you a light to walk in. So how to come in union, how to stay in union, how to maintain that union, how to grow and be strengthened in that union with God. That's a union, invisible union. Not teachers' union, hospital union, this union, police union. Not them kind of union. Why that you unite with God and there's another one here? This united the headship intelligence. You see, a lot of us thought we'd be able to sit down, read the message, enjoy it, decorate ourselves with the terminology of it, but not be committed to be governed by it. And now you are realizing it wasn't to decorate yourself with. That's why it don't work and not powerful in your life. The wind becomes spirit and life in you. The major issues facing limited are not salaries and benefits of the worker training and retraining. Yet, the ones now coming, worker training. The one inside, retraining. They say, well, you are 45, you can't train you. The company can't invest that money because what we had to invest in you, your service is already in your hands. So why do we give them severance? Forget me. Make room for somebody else. We have a lot of young people here, bright people in UE, can't get a job, and this company is looking, it's charting its course into the 21st century. You ain't going to survive the 20th century. The last couple of months we have. And a couple of years. He says, so we have to look for potential that can go to the 21st century. And then you get a person in the job. You find the form of how you get a loan in a certain way. You find the people know how the finance structure. They say, you can't get a loan again, you know. We'll get a loan long ago, but we don't have companies with enough people now. So if you give you that this and that, and then you out here, you're jeopardizing yourself. And then you tie up a lot of other things that will get low on a higher rate. See? And then you know what the friend said? I trust in God, I believe in God. No. God tell the prophet to warn you that to come out. Are you trying to pray God to keep me? Come up with the denomination. I will be the song leader. Because this old song leader here, find him leading, you know, blood song. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You say, well, I'm going to be a deacon next year. So, they reveal the truth to you. And you see it, you're baptized wrong. Who am I preaching? But I wrote 5 years for this position. I can't come out. I'll pray that God open the eyes and I hear and I see it. That is what I do in religion, that is what I do in politics and business. Same thing. No fun. You have to walk. But the walk is a walk with God. Look at Barabbas 1962. All men are forsaking me. He said, I'm a praise to preach. He said, but I ain't worship. I worship in by the grace of God. Because the one who sent me out tells me he'll take care of it. When he's here, third Paul, start speaking in the Jesus. You don't need that no more. When the meetings are a burst, couldn't pay for the meetings, he said, this is my promise to God. Off the field for me. I ain't got to pray for no money. That brought the tent vision to go in the next world. He didn't stay there and say, well, there's some prayer meeting for finance. No, he realized that servant's usefulness is live out the time. Turn the corner now. When they bring the road to your yard, when you stay coming in the territory now, when you're to your yard, get me a station wagon and drive west. Can't be good angels. You follow me also? You follow me also in your yard and come to church and go back home. That's what the message reveals to us. That's the work with God the message reveals to us. He looked at the issue of severance, pay being ranked before all creditors, saying that if this were to become a law, financial institutions would review lending policies and limit finance to the extent of severance liability. You know what I mean? I didn't read that idea. I didn't even read this verse and I end up saying what I'm saying this. God knows you. I speak it to your life. I just took the papers up. And then they put the guard short, these two people here at the headline. Companies in excess of that limit will have to make up the difference and so reduce working capital and cut back investment plans. More labor intensive industries. This is the Chamber of Commerce. These are people who are in commerce and industry. These are people who the Ministry of Trade and Industry is tied to. He is the man with the Minister of External Affairs is trying to find the markets out here. Outside the country, external affairs. To open up way for these trade people here, invested exporters, importers, people in the private sector who put money into the economy. If you haven't done these very waters, you know what to do. It'd be nice to have that card in the pocket. You know something? That card puts you in a file in the bank and tie you to the bank. Sure. And when the bank is in the business internally, or what is in the country, you are one of the main people. So then, that's why when you're in something, you need to know what you're in. But this is not cosmetic, you know. This is machinery. This is how the system works. And remember, these were thoughts that didn't come from the mind of God. This man, this is Satan in his wisdom, thinking how to bring his world state, thinking how he's going to control trade. Which is the best formula? What do you think they introduced? And look at it. The plan will be introduced seasonally. Because he knows I can't get them this year. I'll bring them to this, culture them, put the taste. And when it's a taste of this, I give it to them. He's cool, see the next. That's why the snare coming upon the whole world. That's why the temptation, the all temptation, when the whole world is under a temptation. And that temptation, that's one of the religion. by himself. That was using to force them into his destruction. Because that is what everybody does the same. You are Anglican Catholic, but both are living bread. Both are living water. Both are living in the house of shelter. Both are living transportation to move around. This Baptist, Methodist, Pentecost, whatever it is, all have different religious ideology, but all of them need clothes to wear, food to eat, electric light, food. Everybody need all that. So how do you do it again? See what you're talking about? They do wake up courses. What therefore ostensibly would appear to be in the workers' interest can well turn out to be one of the most anti-labor measures ever devised. These people who are the thinkers, who are the leaders, leading the people into this work, these chamber and commerce people, this major trade, these are the people who say, we are going to shipwreck if we don't take this course at this time, a storm will get over here, and we'll be abandoned, or whole crew will fall apart, we'll shipwreck, and we have no way to survive where we get shipwrecked. So, if you want to survive and be part of the new world that's coming, you have to take this course here. So they send the signals right down to labor in the country. Behave for yourself! Everybody will have that. Because these people are the ones that are dealing, and then they come and they reflect that darkness back into their congregation. And their congregation are all the small businessmen, all the putting unions in these things. And that's why when you're on a job as a statistic, they come and tell you the company policies, so. Because talks have done taking place. And now new measures are being implemented. And you fall in a certain department that you have to come under that influence. So you have to restructure your way too. And then you realize how much you are being bent and shaped by the system. And all the time, on the outward, while everything looks prestigious and nice, and you're feeling a sense of importance, your soul is being tied up so tight. And you're being brought to such a place where faith can become operative in you. And you know the prophet says? So while you're under that, that's an anointing, that's a spirit, that's a doctrine, that's a labor doctrine. You need a labor anointing. And that labor anointing is making you act out a labor life. And the church you in is in the industry there. And if that influence is more powerful than the one here, then your energy and your strength and your effort for that system will be greater than for the one here. Because that's a mouth. That's something coming out of my mouth too, and that brings my intelligence too. And wisdom with a faith. It's a great battle of thought and going in your mind. The word can tell you this, and then this coming this way. And then fight and say, nah, I need to get up here. But this one coming from here. And that one coming from somewhere else. That don't come from here. That's plain to me. Man just said, he had no hope for him. He has a lot of desires. I said to Brother Moving yesterday, Brother Brown says, what can I do with this podcast? He said, the thing you're going to get at the last minute, he said, you can't, because that spirit is already in you. And he put it now, not in your mind making decisions of the spirit that you're drinking and drinking. Why are you going to have to take the change? Because you're drinking in this all the time. You're feeding on the word and you're becoming the word, and you're not in the word image. But if that chain coming on you, and each time you take it tight and tight and tighter, when you go to move, you don't tie it, you can't move. It's a spirit. Because remember, behind everything there's a spirit. I'm not natural. Don't get tired of that. And the problem in this case, people don't know spirit. That one gets trapped in this. They don't know spirit. That's what the demon is. That's why it's so close to the last days in the sea. And people think that deception means deceive alone in your doctrine. And he said, nobody will change my doctrine. I believe in one God. I believe in one about the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe speaking of another evidence of the Holy Ghost. And you've seen the word for your age. He said, believe that doctrine real good. And nobody changed that doctrine. But the other doctrine, your mind being manipulated back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and you so and so, because your background in the Lord Jesus Christ can't seem to solve a river problem. The doctrine of one God, he has to be back doing. You know what I'm saying? No? Yeah. Say, this is only artificial. That doctrine can be artificial. Them doctrines are the principles of the doctrine. And the voice of the seven thunders, the thing that leads you on to perfection after you establish upon the principles of the doctrine. That is the thing. That is why, friends, messages like this can be preached 15 years ago. Messages like this can be preached 35 years ago in the way it's being preached now. Oh my. So here it was. The first, that the world that we live in today have been built up through three revolutions. When God started, get a little picture here, and we tap this here, and you saw plenty of this. I'm giving some background now. Genesis 10 and 11 was what? Industry. They were building cities. But Genesis 9, when Noah came out of the ark, he didn't go and build a city. He went and planted a vineyard. Is that right? Before the flood, what was no occupation? A farmer. How long the flood lasted? 40 days. How long the water stand here? 150 days. So think of it, 190 days? You think the occupation would take? He was 600 years when he went in the ark. 600 years, 190 days. You think the occupation will change after being a farmer all the land? So Genesis 9 is what? Agriculture, civilization. Cain, the serpent seed, was the one who went and built a city after he went out from the presence of God. Why was he the presence of God? Cain too was a pillar of the soil. He was an agricultural civilization together with Abel, who was a raiser of sheep. Both of them was living on the land. Because God told Adam, by the sweat of your brow, you shall eat bread. Man was tied to the earth, that is civilization in you. Nobody was doing no mining. Nobody was making no musical instruments. Nobody was no inventors of nothing scientific. They were serving God in the environment where they were in.
Not the agricultural civilization. Abel bringing forth fruits in fatlings and in the flock. Cain brought his first fruits of his produce. Is that right? But when Cain went out, what happened? It changed from agriculture to industry. He began to build cities, began to mine, began to make blocks, began to pave roads, began to build sewer systems, began to bring furniture in the house. Look at what industrial civilization has done for you and me. But at that time, man is a dead two piece of wood, he didn't go buy a box of matches. He wanted to cook food. So what did he do? Rub two pieces of wood together to get friction. To make heat. And then he start a fire. Get something to maybe create a friction. Whether the rocks or flint or whatever it is, get a spark, get something dry, start a fire. That fire saves the man's life in winter when it gets cold. That fire, you know, gives the man warmth. That fire gives the man life to move around in the night. He begins to learn how to use that element. trouble. The same man from making fire to his own work to cook up his food. Look where he comes today. Microwave. Gas range, electric range, this, that, the other. See? It changed the way people did things. Man to live in a cave. A little big old. Get a bit of sheepskin or something. Some animal skin, put it down here to make it a little comfortable to go to warm. Wool is green, a little heat. He learned that. So he used that to lie down on, wrap himself with it, meant for clothing. That's the kind of wool clothes he had. Look what cheap wool suit is like today. Look what the garment industry take that bit of skin off that sheep. When you see a man walking here, there's a bit of sheep skin wrapped around him. You say, what are you talking about? This is a nice wool trippy suit, you know. Look at man taking cotton fibers and make nice cotton clothes. What caused that? The industrial age. Man wants to go somewhere, they invent the wheel. Find walking and horse riding tiresome. So from the wheel to put, put in a cart, get the horse to pull it, go even faster. Put two horses and get more horsepower. Is that right? But look today, Concorde jets. What brought that? Industrialized civilization? Change the way. Woman is to go down by the river with a clothes. All big thing of clothes, smelly and everything else. Look at them running the water. Then take it out, beat it on the rock on the side of the river. Hang it up on a tree to bleach it in the sun a little bit. Let it sun rest after the water kind of loosen up all the dirt in it. See? Today, electric washing machine, press the button, spin dryer up, do it over here, stick it in the dryer, bring it back out. See? Up on a Ajax bleach, super bleach, Clorox bleach, different type of bleach, you know that type of thing no more. Even my hand is smoothing back out. Bring it back out looking nice. Industrial civilization changed the way they sleep, live. Man cut a fig leaf, put the food in it. Remember the old Indian wedding? Fig leaf don't be lying. People laugh at it. But you know what happened? Agricultural civilization does it break. Industrial civilization with China plate, enamel plate, different things. Knife and fork. Agricultural civilization, five fingers. So now when you're in this civilization, you look at a man here, he's primitive. So the industrialized nations look at the other world where they're still doing things in the old way and they say they're outdated. This is a third world, they're poor, they're undeveloped. So the whole effort now is technology. What for? To take them out of that realm into this realm. Well, the same thing God doing with man in the spirit. Man coming to the humanistic realm. Walk along here. Education, they learn theology, doing this and this. But only done, still have Eden now happening in the Garden of Eden. Still have a little water, down that calabash, put the water in Jesus' hand. You know what I'm saying? But then God comes and bring by revelation, take us out of the humanistic realm into the realm of revelation. Now you look at a man there, brother, he's sincere, but he's sincerely wrong. You know, God, the man in darkness, the man going to every day, praying 3 times a day, fasting, doing everything else, giving out tracts and books, everything else. Working hard as a mule. But the man is blind as a bat. Why? He is there, you want to get out of that realm to bring him up here. He doesn't have a spiritual third world. You see what I'm talking about? So after the industrial age, take over the world and produce weapons too. Because no man was producing things. You had to protect your investment. You had to protect your labor. So they also used the opportunity to make swords. And raise armies for conquest to take what they want. Why?
Because the industrial age put power into their hands.
Years ago, man had, in the agricultural civilization, you know what man had? Wealth was how much land you own. I have some people so locked into the agricultural civilization. They have endless land. And they come to church and they all pass it. They don't have money for gas. Own half the land in the country where they live almost. But what they have can become wealth for them. You know, they use it. Because they get trapped back here and then this other civilization demanding they live a certain way. And they can't translate that into wealth to give them power here. So they die and leave all that land and live poor their life on the privilege. Why?
The world is changing.
When the world is changing from an agricultural civilization to an industrial civilization, people didn't want that. People resist that.
But take away the whole world today.
The leading nation that is self-industrialized nation. America, Canada, Italy, France, Germany, Japan, and what's the next one? England, Britain. It's considered the G7. There's the poverty of the world. They don't give aid to people. They don't really help people come in a third world condition. So God has sent messengers from people of the denomination, bring about all these different things. Well, in the industrial realm, they are like the powers there. The Pope, G7. So, has he sent men wrong into? Sure. You've got a lot of these nations, like the whole Caribbean here. And I'll show you how it's tied to France, tied to Britain. See? So, around the world is like that. Now watch. Then it came to the place where Nimrod, God destroyed the world from agriculture to industry, men of great renown. Now you know what they were doing? They began to build pyramids. They began to get atomic power. And then when it happened, God had to come down and destroy the world with a flood. The atomic explosion disrupted the society and threw the whole world into a nuclear winter because rain had never used to fall before. It was the change of weather because they destroyed the earth with the mining and the industry and different things. The industrial age destroyed the planet, got to the root and corrupt the earth, and no rain going to come. In other words, a sixth seal. Noah is a type of them under the sixth seal going through tribulation. Sixth seal is what? Disturbance of nature. You understand it? Some of you get tired already. What time is this? My goodness! No, we started late. You caught me there. Since we get tired, it gets too big for you. But listen. And I said, this is the thing. I'm dealing with the things that are affecting and influencing life. God is zeroing on the things that where you want to be a real Christian, have to exercise more faith, and where you hold on to a lot of things like security, where you have to start to learn how to let go and leave. God trying to show you what that is to you. That is the bolt the prophet talked about when the magnet comes, but something was bolted on. He said, why didn't it go up? He said, that was bolted down. Get bolted down in the industry. Get bolted down out here in the world. Get bolted down here. Get bolted down over here. So when the magnet on the picture only what was magnetized. But that was magnetized too. So get bolted down. He said, how can you get magnetized bolted down? Yeah, you need magnet in the spirit. Magnetizing the spirit in the flesh. But when you magnetize in the soul, you don't belong to the world. The reason you're getting tired and trapped, you don't really magnetize too deep down inside of you.
That is because you do not know Abraham. Abraham has seen the fire. Abraham is talking with the God who is going down there in the last part of the Son of Man ministry to the doom. Abraham was in the ministry of intercessor, standing in the gap while that was going on. Lot was thinking about becoming mayor for next year. The word is real. You get into the word like why I'm in here. In my mind, I know how to stop just now. And the thoughts going through my mind is like, how not to taper this thing down? See? Because it come up to that place here, the whole thing is open before me standing here. And the reason I'm going here, it's putting up the light to show you. Look at all over the world. Because here I'm standing right here seeing the whole thing. So, let me read something else here. There's an article out in the same Express, the same Chamber of Commerce, but this one was the fourth of this month. It said, TNT must look to bigger trading block. And I'm just dealing basically with Trinidad this morning because we have limited time and I want to bring it right home. Because here it's going to affect me, but you're going to see Trinidad, you only have to dance to the music. You don't even have Trinidad before. The same Chamber of Commerce here. And you see the people behind the Chamber of Commerce? You see the people that the photograph here together? Law, principles enacted into law. Trade and commerce. And the church. Not Mr. Dutton from the Seventh-day Adventist. Not somebody from the Anglican Church. Mr. Dublin. You see who is here? And the official colors of the Vatican. You see it? You ever looking at a wardrobe and children where you were coming to wedding for church, right? When you're going to a wedding and funeral, your children are wearing, right? Don't you? He wear it by chance, eh? See what I charge it? Them is historical. Say, take this picture of me. Put this here. Put it on the front page. Sunday guy. Put the headline here. You know why? I have somebody standing here preaching something right now. My people will know it's not by chance. Because I myself will come down in the midst of them. I myself will be seen of them also. Instead of them, but people are far like not fishermen. Paul, Luke, and Moses. Yes, Uncle? So, listen. The Trinidad and Tobago Chamber of Industry and Commerce presents this article in an attempt to identify a critical decision which must be made as we rapidly approach the 21st century. This article attempts to identify some of the implications of the variables involved in the decision. Decision that is critical, have to be made as we approach the 21st century, and they deal with the variables that they say involved in the decision. It is very well understood that no single country nor economy can survive and grow by itself. We see large trading blocks being established throughout the world. For example, the European Community, Asia, China. More specifically, in the Americas, we are faced with the North American Free Trade Association, this is NAFTA. USA, Mexico, and Canada. So far, already signed.
gift for the 21st century. Listen. Mercosur, the Asuncion Treaty of Brazil, Argentina, Uruguay, Paraguay, the Association of Caribbean States, comprising the countries surrounding the Caribbean Sea, that's where we're coming to. Caribbean States. CARICOM, comprising the former British colonies or the Caribbean and Suriname. They explain it. The establishment of a large trading bloc common market is aimed at providing large markets for member countries. The free transfer of goods, services and skills, freely, skills are moving. Skilled people can really make some money now, move around, back and forth. We've got all these things now, we move free. That's why I will put make and case and down and complication, put a call on different things and make things hard. No. Once making us take the move on, paper, tear it up, freaking does it. You're free to move. When you block you all these years, paper. And I get a form that are qualified for that form. But that form says it you need qualification. It's a paper. When they drop that adjustment, they bring a new piece of paper with some new thing on it. Take it, go now. Your bank tell you, you know the way central bank money, I'm not for foreign currency one. Right here, chairman. But the man who carried up all this, he's not interested in who made what decision, why they make it, you know. He glad I had to put in my shoe no more. I'm gonna go through all this thing and try to get somebody to get it for me and different things. I'm just gonna ask him, well, free. He feels better privilege. The only way to free up that, they're in a position where the whole becomes stronger. They're not destroying themselves, they're strengthening themselves. So now they can give the dog a 5 mile radius when you only had a 200 yard circumference moving. Because they didn't have no protection over here, they had no monitor here, they had nothing here to stop you here and check you here. But now they have that, so they free up this. The yard get bigger, we buy the neighbor up, and we put the fence around it. So we choke up inside of here, we gotta keep you under the bed, or in your washroom, in a coop. Now you put it in the yard, you can run around free. And you're happy. See? It will happen. But while you stay there, your vision gets so small, why they hold you there? Because that was like, when Mandela and them fellas were in prison. And when they take men, they shut them away in prison. What do they do? They isolate them. No news. No, they don't know what going on in the world. The only activity they've seen, when the food comes, when the turnkey get relief from duty and the next one come on, when they get chance to exercise and walk up in the yard, they put up a new building over here, but we'll ask them to come out and exercise in another building here to get to see something new like that. And they lock them up from the world. Well, when you get shut out and kept, that was the nomination for years. That's why when a man come out, he's sitting in a Lutheran church all these years. And then one day go to a Pentecostal meeting, see somebody get fall and get healed. And boy, he leaves the Lutheran church immediately and go to the Pentecostal sitting here a lot. And go to now one preacher to him now, that type pants. Bob Yelpy. You know what I mean? Now, if he had been exposed, he didn't know Pentecostal age over two. Just like his return age was. Isolating you, shutting you up. Sorry, marginalizing you. You realize how information is so necessary for your progress. That's why more people come in every age so the church can move on further. And that's why certain things kind of truth have to come in this age. If we are thinking about changing dimension. If it's the other change, on, okay, we just baptize this way now. The new thing comes and say, no, you're baptizing different now. Then, oh, we don't want preaching. The new thing should be stopped no one from preaching now. Well, that's the old system, we're in the system. We update it. we update the program.
See?
Now we have prayer service. Now we have a youth meeting. So we update the program.
But that ain't update enough to get to the glory.
You know what I'm saying?
I close it up. We have more meetings, so you pick up more afterwards. Human mind can just take so much, especially after 2 or 4 days. But I believe you are beginning to see the bigger picture. You're beginning to understand better how to divide the nation, divide the land. Earthquake brought it from industry to information. Right now the world is in the information revolution is going on. It's taking over. And that's why everything has to change. Because the destruction of the world, all this perestroika, all this glasnost that we used to be talking about back in 88 and 89. Freedom of speech. That's what? Perestroika, destruction. They're going to get a communication. You're shaping the world. See? The establishment of large selling blocks, common market is aimed at providing large markets for member countries, the free transfer of goods, services, and skills, the elimination of custom duties and tariffs within the trading block, the implementation of a common external tariffs, and the adoption of common trade policies with regard to non-member states and group of states to control competition from outside the trading bloc. So when you zone in a trading bloc, you trade it in that trading bloc, but each trading bloc will be a miniature world. Each trading bloc will carry characteristics of the world, so you have all the services within your world. You go to a country like Singapore. Singapore, when you live in a certain part of the country, you don't go into Singapore City shop unless you really want to. But everything you need there is in your place. And they build every little town around it as a little satellite at the main one. So these are banking, school, to do business, to do shopping, education, everything, travel. Whatever you have to do is right within you. But when they bring in these blocks, is what they bring. And remember we found out, which was important in this, and you can't lose, afford to lose this, is 10 kings. The form of the kingdom in the final stage, when it's being destroyed, is a 10-toed form. God had showed every form of the kingdom. The head of gold was absolutely one man in total control, Nimrod. Then it comes to the arms of silver. 2 arms. It was a dual empire. Medes and Persians. Had a bear. Raising up 2 shoulders of the bear. One side was stronger because the Persian was stronger than the Medes. Had a goat with 2 horns. Medes and Persians. See? It was always a dual empire. So Trinidad and Tobago, Trinidad and Tobago, that a dual empire. That was Grenada and something. Grenada, it may have that, yeah. Something like that. You see? But you see, that Trinidad and Tobago is a dual empire. And that's why I get trouble sometimes. Tobago want to go this way and turn to go this way, and they don't know what kind of fight. Then Tobago hopes that somebody wants to step forward away from PNM or the other side. We're looking for singularity of identity. They want control, the power. Then the minister is extraordinary. He kind of said, well, you know, he was the man in Tobago. And you watch them think, if you understand the book of Daniel, the book of Daniel has the characteristic we don't understand every kingdom in the earth, how kingdoms operate, how kings operate. Because it unfolds the times of the Gentiles. Times of the Gentiles incorporate every Gentile nation. But it focuses on the main ones who had dominion over Israel. So the last form is 10-toed. And that means there's no political sovereignty outside those 10 nations.
So if we have over 100, 200 nations in the world, have their own government, their own country, own program and everything else, yet all of that somehow is going to end up coming under 10. And the 10 will be end up under 1. Because the iron was in all 10. And then when he comes up, the man says, tree will get plucked up and come back to 7. So you're looking at the world. You're watching the movement that's in the world. Why? Because that's the channel, the power is coming to close you down. And the reason you were given the revelation was to uncover that, because that is what was sealed up for the end time. And the reason it's unsealed, because Daniel heard the thunders. Daniel 10 to 12 and Revelation 10 is the same scripture. Our seven seal is their seven trumpets. It's crazy. You walk around with this, I mean. This is not new stuff. This is old stuff. Morning season. This is what you try to tell people, try to show them. It's a message God sent. It's something that's been seen in the Bible. It's something that's happened in the earth. It's something we've got to wake up and see. And that is what makes us different from the rest of the world. But the elect will not be seen. Because the revelation open to the elect will uncover the scheme and they will not be influenced by it. When the revelation opens, it brings another influence to combat the flood. Keep the flood out of your life. And that's why, as we take last night, the effects and the power and the influence of the revelation when it's open to you. If you have it, nobody will tell you, live right. When it's your business, live right, live right. You're beating a dead horse. Because if they desire to come in that way, when you see the word for your age, when you see the age of what's happening, when you see that, you know it's getting time to go. The reason that is people running loose all the time and they keep pushing back that is because you ain't seeing what you're seeing. But once you see it, you can't run loose. You only have a chance to go back and re-anoint your faith. That's why the message is not good behavior and good ethics. It's part of the message, but it's not the real message. That's why they fill in the message. There's a prophetic age for you. Listen to this. This was an article from Development and Cooperation Magazine. And man was the president of the People Centered Development Forum, based in the National Alliance, giving this information. He said there are now 358 billionaires, that's in US dollars, in the world. These have a combined worth of $760 billion, which is equal to the combined annual income of the world poorest 2.5 billion people, which is half the world's population. 760 billion plus. You have 358 men in the world having this wealth that is equivalent to half the world's population. You see, in Trinidad, when we see a parlor in Cedrus selling Belatana, you hear me? We are a parlor in Cedrus talking about they sell the holiday foods. Snap. You are a parlor in Toko selling. You are a parlor in Maruga selling. Now remember, when you come to a train, Dad, you have one holiday food place here producing holiday food. And they have a little competitor called Sunshine. And both of them trying to control the market in the country. and both of them operating on a capital, a very small capital, the half of the vehicle they own, totaling that, around the country, they're still paying off for. But through political ties, they get chance to develop the industry and flood the place with corn, coal, and peanuts, and different things. And every little school child carrying that in their lunch kit to go to school. And you take that now, and you drop into Caracas, you'll find the poorest one in Caracas have more than two of them together. You know what I'm saying? So when you bring it on a global level, you got to realize the market is pretty more controlled and trained, and they don't have much competition. That's why you take what you have and you get. You can do it. You buy something good, you can hardly get a refund fee. In the States, you buy it away, you know, and after you don't like it, you carry back. You get something else. You know what? You don't call that any money? The competition. So that I keep the customer. Because the market's so big. So sometimes, when you see a lot of a small place, you think that market, you know, like only one producer, one manufacturer. All these little outlets, retail outlets, that's the market, that's retail outlets. Market is the group manufacturing, producing the thing. That's the group controlling money. If the material that they're using to produce the goods is grown high on the world market, and they can't afford to buy to jeopardize the industry, they close down, diversify, go to the next kind of business, sell it to them. And they advertise Tolum and say, forget corn, use Tolum now. You have to make coconut here. You have to be cane to get molasses for you. That's what happened. So sometimes you went to the country of wealth. Have nothing, really. You don't have a little business open up. That's not a sign, no. What did I say? Bigger manufacturers. More diversity of products. More competition in the market. More to choose some in the grocery store. When you go to the grocery, you have a 5, 6, 7, you know, to choose. When you go to the same two of the shelves, Nescafe or this. No, that is it. See? And people don't understand. So someone say, but like things prosper? No. Same little thing, get more fragmented. So when they come to the country of the world trade, people say, you may say, a few people control the whole world, boy? In a few people in the world of the world. When you see among the poor people in the world and poor countries, you like what slaves have in the world. They change the name from slave and endangered servant and they say third world. Less developed countries. Slave countries! It used to be a few families in indentureship and slavery. Few shipload. Now the slavery move from shipload to continents. The countries, the slaves, instead of going to take two slaves, two shipload of slaves from a country and bring up to the Atlantic, you enslave the whole country itself. You understand it? That is why people sit down all these years and Satan build up his evil. You should be just talking, you know. Satan, even boy, build up. And we mean to see Taipans down the street or television, some sex movie or something. When you see what we sit down here, the time bomb we sit down on, now if you hear about it, run for your life. Flee, the wrath to come. See? 358 men own 760 billion, which is equal to the combined annual income of the world's poorest 2.5 billion people or roughly half the world's population. Or this, the 500 largest corporations in the world shed 4.4 million jobs between 1980 and 1993. I read that too fast. To show the condition the world is in. The 500 largest corporations in the world shed 4.4 million jobs between 1980 and 1993. How they shed them? Severance, layoff, this year, restructuring, new world order, going in here. They shed it. Shed it off, shed it off. You know what happened to people? They see you're getting $100,000 to go home.
You never see that kind of money in your life, and you love the thought of holding that word.
Look at it now. When you take that now, and you're going to the economy here with it, who are you going to do business with? Who business are going to compete and try to bite off piece of? You want to plant seed on concrete? You want to plant seed on rock? You take a nice little seed and you plant it on a rock? Where the very system expel you and give you a little pocket change before, so you don't die on the doorstep and you get a bad. You die 200 yards down the road from there. And reckon you cause your own destruction. I think I put it really good. You see? So you can't play, you die on the doorstep. You die down the road. You know where you come like? You got the man with the bag of money, and you come in service, and the dog barking, the dog's on the back, the dog barking, but the dog see all them people all around here. You want this old dog in that pulpit? Bang! Shoot that dog. Say, I'm that dog, I'm in the 21st century. That dog was a stop of the 21st century, just take him in the rapture. Don't worry about the dog in the pulpit too much. Worry about the dog inside the pulpit. He said, I don't want to call the Holy Ghost a dog, but the Holy Ghost is not a dog. He said, the warning buzz on the inside. The voice that's warning you. Oh, my. It's too much. But let me put it on to the tape, because this is one of the information that I've put, some of the market and some of the information. Put enough there to put together yourself when you're listening back and get it your own time. Let me see, I need to cut the tape again. Choose the one. Choose to walk in here. How your future look? That kind of secret. And inside of that, a mighty angel descend from heaven. If you have this message, have that angel and pillar, fan, cloud, and these things. If this message just comes through denomination and ordinary Bible school preaching, nobody will listen to it, you know. God has to put more supernatural in this age than any other age. More phenomenal to tell you, God! You know why? It needs that amount to break the stronghold of that the world has on people. Because God will do things for sure! You know, I preach about a new station they put up in Mathura for communication. Royal Bank, the government, TSTP, AVM Channel 4, the government. They came together and they signed an agreement. So they had the information, they had the money, they had the communication network, and everything, they'll link it up. The people right here can get services. Telemedicine. By next year, everything is set already. Some people already have it in a measure, but the full scope it, by next year they're going to have it. It's long right here in a private clinic. Did you notice how much little private clinics raised up in the country? For medicine? Why? The health department, South and North, general hospitals, collapsed, total. People have no confidence in it. So all these little doctors now, holding money, different things, seeing outside technology, see what is happening, and then they're making an investment because they already had years ago the privatized medicine. People were supported by it over all the years. Free school, free medicine, free different things. What do you get? People build their own drugstore. Every day carry part of the hospital medicine. You know what I'm saying? Oh my, you think it's easy to tell the old people? when you be just born, you be just born, you can't stop that.
So where it comes to now? You're forced to become privatized. You know why? Because these particular die, millions in the baby, people be tended to all kinds of stories coming to them. This is a nightmare to go in, get nobody have confidence no more. It's a pit to fall into. And then anybody wants to be the other people here. And then they offer in certain types of things. And then they come up more professional. Why? They take the pains and the hardships of trying to serve the public for years. So they can come in fresh and bad, talk the system that existed before. And make them look so bad and uncaring. When they now come up to intern school, and someone like this so compassionate. And someone like you know, they so care for people and everything else. And then the public is so easily fooled too. They just go right into it. And then when they see the services, boy, the other things seem so outdated. So then they make them feel what? More secure. Because when they get in there, sign up and so on. Look, you hear what when people go to the Canadian government? Man can get a visa to go for the operation. Man can go kind of back and forth, pick up and everything else. Have family up there. Have family in the United States. Try to contact them. And then they won't give the man the visa. Man die. People want to sue the Canadian people and so on. And they say, well, look, we have a job to do. We have a lot of refugees up here. We had this man case being reviewed and his file. There were certain things that he wasn't too satisfied with and so on. And so when they're highlighting that, they say, well, look, all of that, we're not handicapped anymore. We stay right here. Bring it to the internet. You send your file up there, send it back down, right here, you special to look at it, you pay a small fee, instead of you get a plane, you get wheelchair service, you got anybody, you get had a hire nurse to go with you, had a maybe have some apparatus, oxygen thing if you need that to help make sure you die on the flight. And they hang right there. You need the expert can stand right there, video conferencing and everything else, and talk with the other specialists and the doctors. Information. I wouldn't have to read. I read that already, but I just can't explain it to you. But this now, you have a global market or a regional market, you need a regional communication system. Now remember now, the thing behind this is religion. The thing behind this is religion. As the brothers are telling me, they hear in the news, World Council of Churches say they back up, they need money. It might not be a lie, it might be true. Because in one account, that map will come to a church's account, that one empty. But that's the book of the churches, they own all these other different accounts. They own Shell, they own Amoco, they own Chase Manhattan Bank, they own General Electric. So in them other accounts, they're full of money. But in this particular account, check where your policy belongs. Remember the club don't lie? See? Sound good. But is the church who's controlling the business? As all the money on the earth, man have $500 in his pocket. He said, this thing is safe now, boy. Put $400, take out $400, leave $100 in his pocket, put $75 in his pocket, put $60 in his pocket, put $50 in his pocket, put in his pocket. How come your back pocket there? He said, $100. He said, got $500, you're lying somewhere. He said, no, man. Because he ain't lying, front pocket is different than back pocket. Back pocket is different than fobs. From different shoes. But all on the earth here, all on this one earth. When you do that with somebody, you think you're smart, I mean you're smart. You think the beast is around you? Because where do you get that thought from? You get that thought from the very beast. That beastly thought. That's what happened, friends. You see, I know it really is some of you all know, eh? It really is some of you all may never forget. May you walk with a different consciousness. I just want to read part of this. I said, I put you on the table too. This with direct TV, and they give you a map here. Maybe I should get it some blue and put it in the wall to the outside. They give you a map of the whole region here, and then they show you one satellite, how much it cover, and the rest where it's going to cover. With direct TV, and the right software, you'll be able to sit in the front of your personal computer and do your grocery shopping without ever leaving the house. That is just one of the many uses the providers of the new satellite transmission system envisaged for the consumer. For them, it's not just about cable television, but a whole new facet of information, of the information. The vision, according to Gustavo Cisneros, president of the Venezuela-based Cisneros Group, who spoke to regional participants at the private sector conference last week, right in this country, the amount of new trend in the actual the world top men, Piranha Shark and Barracuda, if I had to give them a name, call them management training course. And you know what to do? Pay $2,500, Hilton Ballroom. And everybody go there with the executives in the company and so on, and a satellite, brought there by satellite. And the same way you will sit there, so these men will have to fly along with a briefcase and all the notes. Long ago. But then you know what they do now? They just make 15, 20 bookings in the same month instead of one booking, because I have two bookings. And now you just broadcast this seminar I had here in Europe. I broadcast this one in Venezuela. This one in Australia is more suited. I'll kind of take it to the editing room, edit it, take out certain parts, and take parts from this seminar I get over here, because that is the kind of politics in this region. I'll insert that as an insert. I'll broadcast that. That'll be more relevant to the people in that zone. And that will happen. That's the world front. And then you see these men come out, and they come out from the courts, and they look you in the eye. You see the manager walk in the room, and he watch you. And your company tell me, and use that new word, you never hear use that word before. New word in the man vocabulary. He said, where did that word from? I hear. 6 months you've been here. It come up on the course. And that word has a certain attitude in it. When you use that word on you sometimes, it makes you like you're going to teach the company time and money. It makes it look like you're a liability in the company hand. And then it puts fear and intimidation upon you that your job is in jeopardy if you don't line up. That word will. So when you have violence, you've got the wrath of God. You don't want to be able to reach a period of time. You have time to say, yes, Lord, I want to be the rapture. Rapture in feet. Just the words in the vocabulary. So the vision, according to this man, he came here, had a meeting. So the conference is organized by the Caribbean Association of Industry and Commerce. These same people who have this meeting here, who say, telling all these people here, behave yourself! You're going to be the dustbin of history. Wake up and realize what's going on. Take your wake-up call now. All this nonsense, striking, staring again. We don't back whatever the whole country fall apart. We can't get a good trading block. You all know what's happening, what's coming? These men, the natural remedies from a natural standpoint alone, has progressed. Yeah, from the world, I'm trying to tell you, look what they're doing. Look at in the world, that is that thing coming here. And there are certain generals getting their troops in their arm, in their industrial armies, in their economic armies, line up all them big belly punch, slow cam, wrong, outdated equipment, ain't learned the new technology, they get them revised. You go in to get some of the job computer, they can be intimidated, you can't deal with that. They want you the job, recent time, you have to go computerize, you have to go. Look these sisters here, who is going to put on the track? Here. We trying to get a computer for the church here. So you can have all the library thing. They have a big bunch of things with library card, old card, this here. Thing falling apart. See? You want a directory for saints in the church? This one sick. Yes, you miss them two service. You can't communicate them. You can't even find the prayer for them on the phone or something. You know what's going on? The email listed, the phone get cut off last week. You know, they get a new number, but the saints still calling the old number. And you realize there is so much that can be done by using the very technology for our purpose. They're taking company time out here, company equipment, trying to do this for the glory of God, and thank God for some sympathetic bosses. See? Because they fully understand what they're doing, but it's an incentive then for the worker or to put them in tighter grip. So when you look at the see what's happening, then you realize. See?
What is taking place, friends?
Now what?
To the conference organized by these people. Because they are whipping their people into shape.
This is the challenge they want to be looking at.
We are seeing a challenge here. Closed down, ostracized in the society, broken, fragmented us, separated us. We said last night, we have to get off of the trip.
What is coming if we really believe what we preach and what we say is coming?
We have to be able to really thank God. We tell you about public service, how to speak to other people, how to get our people informed, that they can know what is required to be done.
How that I'm including,
we need workers in the assembly, we need to involve, we need every ministry in the pulpit, we need workers out here, we need to be in touch with people, we need people to get a hold of these things.
They can break down these things, when people are going to the Bible, they're going to help them and bring them more aware as to what's happening.
That's the church.
This is them blindness and hold us in a realm, and we can be the church when we gather here like this.
It might only be functionable this way as long as this time is allowed.
And then you might see the church was never prepared for another type of function outside of this way, because they were so short-sighted.
We can't be short-sighted in this vision.
This direct TV is expected to reach into 668 million TV households from Caribbean, Latin America, United States, Japan, Europe, Middle East, China, Southeast Asia, and India. In the Caribbean alone, 1.1 million households will benefit from the agreement between the Caribbean communication networks and systems. They say all is expected to come on stream when the second satellite is launched along 1990. They launched the first one already. 1.1 million people are already coming to that benefit, and then the whole region, 1990, is going to have one. While every market in that region will be able to cover and will be accessible to every person who is a potential consumer or entrepreneur in that region. So they will see potential for growth, they will see potential to maybe make bigger investments and everything else to create greater wealth, which is to become more powerful and more influential. They see it. Because to them, the gates is now being opened. Opportunities that seem so out of the reach is now being brought within their reach. And so you watch and see all these new trading blocks that have been formed. The last 10 years has been a gradual increasing, a gradual dividing of the earth. Until Daniel 11 says, he divided the land for profit by trade. Again, profit by trade. In Genesis before the world state, in Daniel, the man coming to bring the world state. And here we are, just before the world state. See it coming. Are we seeing the land being divided? Are we seeing the markets being set up? On a continental and subcontinental level, struck in a certain way that's going to come under 10 kings. There's no political sovereignty out of that. Are we seeing how the church is tied into it? What was the purpose of having that man here? When the point of it is for entertainment alone, information, military, everything. Just different channels. But the framework, the system is set up. You talk to your girlfriend on the telephone. People have gossip on the telephone. You call your wife and tell you what to cook when you call on the evening on the telephone. You make a business arrangement on the telephone. Man, do that contract and fill the next man on the telephone. Man, tell a man when you have the cocaine on the telephone. Man, inform until the police come and hide it fast on the telephone. Man, is proving the telephone and cast out devils. Wake up. Realize. The land is divided. The nations have been divided also. The system is growing more powerful each passing day. Revision in every aspect of life will be changed. Just like the change in the agricultural civilization, the industrial civilization, the change in the information civilization. And every time it comes to the information civilization, that's the time the destruction comes. Because the information civilization brings man within such power. Like when the prophet said, science could have got a hold of before man. But look how God brought a prophet back. He was on the internet, God internet. He was on the super information highway that Jacob get a dream of. Jacob got a dream of same highway that angels was coming with Daniel get blocked. The angel get blocked was coming to Daniel. And Michael, the chief technician, had to come on the scene and move the virus out. And then the message come right through. Daniel accessed the message. He get the email. He said, praise God. He said, a shout. See? It's right there. Science bringing in a perverted way. Trying to give them the things that God promised to come by supernatural leading of the Holy Spirit. And that's what it's here, friends. People being linked up. It's not too long before many of you will start to feel the real pinch of what I'm talking about. I trust that you would have had to prepare. And not when the storm going to hit the day before, they can't get out in the weather. They get battery and they get lights and they get some candle when the power outage go and everything else and some dry foods and everything to survive the storm because they didn't give heed to the warning. And you wait until the last minute to try to move. I trust you don't get caught in your own folly. The message came for preparation. These things revealed in 1963 in its fullness. But since 1933, the prophet said, he showed me them visions. And I begin to preach. Watch that meeting of the beat. Watch that world of the watch when that pope rise up. Watch when those things are going to come and happen. He said, watch how it's going to come to commerce and trade. And when the seals opened, it brought out in its fullness. Look how long God has been warning this generation. Until we have seen the thing, the whole system is here. May the night when we come in this to the Lord's table. We come to a place of reconsecration. Seeing our failures, seeing what we're going to do better, seeing what kind of the measure of our commitment. And as good as that, I don't have to preach on those things. I just have to try to preach to show the hour. And in seeing that, you can look at your own life and review it in the light of the world. And see how you behaved in that time. And gauge your own consciousness and the influence and power of your revelation that you claim to have. And if you see it, then redeem the time. Let's make every moment we have with the Lord come. Let's come to a place in unity there is strength. The world is uniting, and men united, and that was their power. In the one language. Come by a communication system. Come to a world state. You know what brought it in quickly? The earthquake. You know what's going to bring it in quickly here? The earthquake. It'll bring it in faster. It's going to turn the whole world in chaos. Offset everything in the world. You don't have time to bring it all up now. But you take California there, all the missiles, all the big computer systems and everything is in California. ¥1,500 long, ¥300 wide, and slide 40 miles deep into the ocean. It will even change the way the map of America is drawn afterwards. They have to redraw the map afterwards. But part will not be in the state Atlantis was. City of the angels, Los Angeles, fallen angels, stars. Hollywood stars, fallen stars that strip the world of the virtue, strip the world of the virtue, and bring the world to a chaotic condition in hell. Spread the filth around the world. Hollywood, the fourth dimension.
put all the images and voices along the world, flood it. Pervert everything that God has, right? And then prepare their mind for the blast, all the hideous things that's coming. Make it acceptable and people laugh at you. You see a Batman, they kind of laugh and they like to play the bat. They like to play the dinosaur, they like to play with some hideous creature and some E.T. and something else. Prepare their mind for demon power. To make it nice in their eyes. The heroes, them terminators and erasers and all these kind of people. Violence, you know, appetite for it. Sex, wanting every form that they get it. West Coast, coastal city after the Son of Man. Solomon Gomorrah went down, Capernaum went down in the middle of the Bible, in the end of the Bible, San Jose. All of the coastal city following the message of Son of Man. Last, from there, they're going to the Pacific Ocean, the biggest ocean in the world, and they go back east when they cross the Pacific Ocean. That's the end of civilization right there, coming from Jerusalem east to west, to end there, and that's where the judgment comes. Six seals was what? Open with a great earthquake. The earth will be divided. Pillar. Watch how a world state comes in. Because when the bride goes up, it will be a great earthquake. Six seals, Matthew 27. Sun went down, moon refused to shine. Earthquake, rock rent, the Old Testament saints came. That appeared to people. Is that right? Then it goes over there and you get a man of sin. Takes over everything. Bring it in. Jews' money get tied up and he's controlling all the whole world. Trade and commerce is not tied. Because his zones is already divided. The people is already divided. Trade box is already divided. And then comes in the world state. A mystery number over mystery Babylon. Built on the Euphrates River, demon power. When we get sick in a place like this, the other things we hear, see how it's quick like this. In the beginning of the Bible, in the middle of the Bible, and the end of the Bible. In Genesis, in Daniel, and in Revelation. Here is the earth, right? For we are living in the days after the 10 toes and before the rock comes, before the little horn arrives. 10 toes show in 1959, the iron and clay could mix. Eisenhower mean iron, fish, and mean clay. Five Eastern nations, five Western nations, and we have a little film right here in the church where Khrushchev take the shoe off and beat it to death. There's still a prophet in the earth, 1969, forming the word image. Spoke the word, creates Christmas October. Spoke the word, salvation, the happy right voice, November 1969. And here the iron tree standing here. And it's looking for the opening of the seven seas to come on the headstone. A kingdom that can't be removed. Put us into a place. This year God comes Jubilee. So the comet in the sky. So the swift messenger Perseus, the breaker. Zephyrus, Auriga, taking the church in the judgment, in the safety for the judgment. And then here, over these 3 days, angelic beings. Supernatural visitation of the people. Supernatural revelation going forth. Opening of the scriptures. Modern events being declared as vindicated prophecy. To keep the church under prophetic utterance. Look at the things that we have seen. All the evidence being accumulated to reveal the spiritual background. If you can understand the hour, you'll understand the time. Maybe not listen. Let's stand up. Nations are breaking, Israel's awakening to signs of the promise foretold. The Gentile days number with horrors incumbent. Eternity sooner or fall. The day of redemption is near, and the hearts are filled with fear. So I trust that enough was put there. I kind of fool around a little bit, I'm sorry about this. But, like I was talking to some of the brothers,
explain some things to myself. You can't put things in a pulpit term, Brother Brown was preaching Margin Divorce. You try to get some men in a room, like you're going to talk to them. You start to explain some things, but that's in a pulpit. There's many things in the world where it comes. You've got to be the language, you've got to be the way. It's so difficult sometimes. Because when you're a mixed audience, little children, this one here, you need to bring certain things. That's why these are men's meetings, where men really have their homes, where men understand what's going on. Each man is a leader in himself, or a potential leader ahead. That's where we want to be friends. It'd be good for us to be here. Sit under the word. The seal is still breaking forth, like a Roman candle, light upon light upon light. Let us sing this song in reverence and worship. When you see this thing come past, look up and lift up your head. Oh, let's sing the chorus of Dear Redemption.
Of redemption is near.
Oh, believe it. Men's hearts are filled with fear.
Presence.
They were ready, Anthony. And the door was shut.
Your
it's love to be kind. Look up.
Look
up. All nations breaking Israel's awake. The prophets were told.
The prophets were told.
Oh, the Gentile girls are not the friends. The angel said, God shall be no more.
Our love and come eternity soon to the full.
Be filled with the Spirit.
Be filled with the Spirit.
crossroads.
All these intellectual voices in the last days, for the purpose of life. It is the final voice in the final age. There's truth there tonight. Look for peace and confusion on their notions. That Jesus the Christ, our God,
Father, glory be to God in the
How good is our God! How good is His wonderful name! Oh, hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus! Oh, my! Abraham is called to the difference. Genesis 12. Abraham at Babalutah. The just shall live by faith. Going out, not knowing where he's going. Falling to pillar fire. Getting into that country, that kindred. Hallelujah. Bringing him out of Babylon. Taking him where? Taking him to a new party, friends. Taking him to a visitation. Glory be to God. He met that kindred. He had communion. Going to have this evening. Oh, God brought him into Hebron. From Babylon into Hebron. Think of that. Glory be to God in the house. Oh my, Hebron is a place that Caleb wanted. Hebron is a place that is to be a refuge. Hebron is a place where he came back young, where he saw the investigation, judgment, and coming to the Lord, where he pulled his sins back, saw the high things of him. Glory! Look where he came into Hebron. Mean communion, fellowship, love. We go to Babylon and look where we are. In Hebron. Hallelujah, the mission of God has been revealed. This mountain is the Lord's takeoff. The place where that he brought for a burying place. That Jacob said, lay on my tie. And swear you'll bury me in Hebron. In the cave of Machpelah. Because of the resurrection tie to that place. Hallelujah. Who led Abraham to that place? Why was that place so special? What was the influence? He walked all around that place, that city going to come down. Do you know that? He looked for a city to make him build as God. And the very king of that city came down in Hebron and walked around there with him. Who is this man, Melchizedek? King of Salem, King of Righteousness, King Theophany. Amen! Hallelujah! Oh my God, rush the Jews all back from the homeland, back to that place. Right where Abraham walked, the royal grant, Palestine, that was given to him. Look where he rushed the church, back to the promised world, friend. Of the all denominations. That's why we can look up today. That's why we can sing this song. That's why we can hear the things we are hearing. You know why? We'll be gone one of these days. Not many days from now. We have to be prepared right now. Know who you are serving. The hour is coming, you can't say run some mountain or Jerusalem somewhere. But in spirit and truth. He seeks a true worshippers. Not some denomination, none of them cult, none of them clique. But in the only provided place of worship. Choose this day whom you'll serve. Today if you hear his voice, harden up your heart. Amen. Stranger visitor. Get out of that denominational system. Free the world of Babylon. Come out of prostitution. God is getting a bride ready for the coming of the Lord. That's what this whole gathering, this whole message is all about. Recognize the day and recognize the message. God's grace is coming among us. Let's bow our heads and pray. Father, how grateful we are for times like these. Be in your presence, the reality of your word. The comfort that it brings. So wherefore comfort one another by these words. I hope that not even death, Father, Lord, you can shake us away from. Hallelujah. Gracious God, as we see modern events becoming even clearer as the vindicated prophecy shines on the modern events, oh God. And showing us not just news, not just some man-made program. Don't try to vague and tame and try to hide it. That will look like the fulfilling of the scripture. And the enemy trying to move undercover in disguise. In camouflage. With diversion tactics and smoke screens to blind the people. The God of this world using all his cunning and wisdom and subtlety. But we are not ignorant of his devices. Oh God, you have sent the word, you have shined the light. You have exposed the scheme, Father. He's been uncovered to us, Lord. And yet, God, now the Holy Spirit is here to lead us and guide us. Lord God, we surrender to you today. Pray, Father, each and every one in this building. Lord God, your Holy Spirit, let's move in the heart of your people. You'll give them revelation as they will sit and talk of these things. have good fellowship, that teacher will teach them what in these truths. The Holy Ghost will open up their God. You inspire it, you make it more real, more relevant, Father. Many of them bump into it from day to day. But Lord God, give them discernment now. That they know how to walk, they know how to confront these things, Father. Lord God, like Daniel, we see the pressure going to come. Lord God, they wanted to abandon his faith. We see the Hebrew boys trying to make them bow down to an image. And they want to kill them and bow to that image, Father. Lord God, when we saw Daniel receiving angelic visitation, giving him skill and understanding, opening up the scriptures, Father. Even when the devil, the prince of Persia, tried to block them revelations, Michael himself come on the scene, because you are so determined to keep the church informed, to keep them oppressed, to keep them under the power and influence of the Holy Spirit. And so, dear God, may we stay under your leadership, may we stay under your influence, and may you unfold and make it more real to us, Father. Bless your people, O God. Dismiss us, not from your presence, but give us the bread and the food we need to refresh our minds, to have a natural food, to stay in fellowship, dear God, to come back this evening, to come back and worship you in the country of your table, Father. We pray it will be a great time, not some time, through the time of visitation and gathering, Father. And Lord God, we have faith to give you all the praise and all the honor and the glory. May you bless your people, Lord. May you make these things so real in your heart that a lasting influence of it will be upon them, causing them, Lord, to walk closer to you, Lord, and to yield and surrender without reservation to you, that you might have the permanence, the oversight, and the leading. Right, Lord, we pray and we ask it in Jesus' wonderful and precious name. Amen. God bless me, every seat. We ask to get ready to dismiss you. Signs of the time are everywhere. Years of time is coming and going since that first word told by that prophet. But in these last days, it just has become so much more real. We can't just help but feel things. How much closer is coming this evening. May God bless you. Give a little bit of relax you. Take away the tension. I need it myself so much. I got to hardly get up this morning and then come to the pulpit. You know, my time didn't study right there. Just trust the Lord and say, Lord, you didn't have me your own way. I have to do my faith. I got to pick your paper up. Look at the headlines so I didn't get time to read the article. Walk with you to the pulpit. Depending on him to meet me in the desk. Stood right here under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. The knowledge that come upon me. A word of knowledge. Take the change that's happening. Quicken my mind. Just put a few scriptures here. Couple of articles. You can see the reality we're talking about. It's been a great time for us. We trust in the two charts we give to you. We can try to stop them. You think that body will give you questions? We're going to have a question and answer. We're going to have fellowship in the world. In Daniel or Revelation, we're going to try to get the message of crystallize certain things to bring it more real and alive to you. All the messages you know are taped. You can get your own personal copy of the tape, study in your own private time, and these things, some of the articles. I can't guarantee that I'm going to take the job and try to print them to give you, but I can try to make a set available, some in the library, and from there, they can get it to you. But for your own personal study, your own witnessing, your own different things, and you see to get a hold of it. No one start no cutting confusion and all these things and misbehave with it. Just take it and get yourself prepared by God's grace. And be made ready. You're your fine people. Be prima de pro. God gives the privilege to preach the gospel to you. God remain. Stand with me. Preach this word. These things that God reveals, we believe. Ministers of the gospel, right in your assembly, raise up. You have to respect deacons and trustees who are proven by the years of service in the life and the commitment to the world. Family is the backbone of the assembly here. Stalwarts. Standing down to the ears. Patriarchs in the message. Mothers, daughters, young people, men and grown up, watch them come through the line last night, desiring something more from God. I believe we're in the right track. I believe we're in the road. Following the pillar of fire. May we learn how to yield. May we sharpen our senses and teach us how to follow and give us a spirit of obedience and humility that we can see these things, because look at the realities. How does our life make the Father of our life? Showing that this is the bride being made manifest here. We have to take the wilderness. We invite you to stay back this evening. Be here, be a witness and see the Lord's Supper. Not something of national confusion. See how Jesus Christ went walk among his people who gather around the elements and represent the great atoning work that he has done for us, because the hope of a resurrection and a new body. A church that is watching and waiting for his coming. Maybe a real experience. Take somebody, share your lunch with them. Sit in the bed, sit in the grass, go to the fellowship hall on the hill, mingle around and talk, eat together. Let's have a wonderful time and the evening shadows fall. Let's come back in God's presence once more. Maybe when we leave this evening, driving our cars, going to our homes, he who makes billions of gallons of water to rise from the sea without making one drop of noise. Men make more noise to fill one bucket. He who does great things in silence, may he work in your innermost being. A great secret beneath the silence. May the thunders thunder in your heart. Make your little voice thunder out in secrets and humility wherever you are. Give you the testimony of Jesus Christ. God bless you.
How much closer his coming is today, his coming.